Imagine living your entire life inside a massive underground silo, 144 floors of tightly controlled existence stretching deep into the earth. The world outside appears toxic and uninhabitable, visible only through cameras showing desolate brown hills and a distant, decaying city. This is the claustrophobic reality Hugh Howey creates in Wool, where thousands live in a rigidly structured vertical society. The up-top houses administration and security, mid-levels contain farms and IT, while the down-deep is home to mechanical, where engineers maintain the systems keeping everyone alive. One taboo stands above all others: never express desire to go outside. Those who break this rule face cleaning, being sent outside in a protective suit to clean external camera sensors before inevitably dying in the toxic atmosphere. Sheriff Holston volunteers for cleaning, following his wife Allison, who did the same 3 years earlier after discovering the silo's history had been systematically erased. When Holston steps outside, something extraordinary happens. Through his helmet visor, he sees verdant hills, blue skies, and distant wildlife, exactly matching his wife's final claims. Overwhelmed with emotion, he removes his helmet, only to face devastating truth. The visor projected an elaborate illusion. The actual landscape is exactly what the silo screens always showed, a toxic wasteland. As deadly toxins flood his lungs, he crawls toward his wife's decomposing body, dying beside her. This cruel deception reveals how perception itself becomes an instrument of control. But what if everything they know about the outside world is a carefully constructed lie? Mayor Johns and Deputy Marnes journey to the Down Deep to recruit mechanic Juliet Nichols as sheriff. Their descent reveals stark social stratification. Conditions worsen with each level down, despite mechanical workers' essential contributions. Mayor Johns is poisoned by Bernard Holland, head of IT, exposing the true power dynamics. While mayors are elected, IT controls information, technology, and truth. Bernard opposes Juliet because she represents an evidence-based approach that might expose inconsistencies in the silo's narrative. IT's privileged position is evident in their restricted floors, independent supply lines, security force, and power-hungry servers. Through Bernard, we see how control systems become self-perpetuating, with guardians believing manipulation is necessary for survival. The silo's physical structure functions as a metaphor for social control. The narrow spiral staircase prevents large gatherings, while division by level creates distinct cultural identities and reinforces power structures. Strict communication regulations, expensive digital messages, and porter-carried notes maintain isolation and prevent cross-level solidarity. Juliet's discovery that cleaning suits are designed to fail reveals how thoroughly the system works against truth-seekers. As Juliet investigates Holston's death and Mayor John's murder, she uncovers the silo's darker truths. We witness the human cost of living in an engineered society where relationships, reproduction, and even death are regulated. The lottery system for childbearing, recycling of bodies in farms, and ritualized mourning practices reveal a society designed for sustainability at the expense of individual freedom. Deputy Marnes and Mayor Johns had hidden their feelings for decades, acknowledging them only during their final journey together. Their brief happiness before John's death highlights the tragedy of lives lived according to social expectations rather than personal desires. Yet within this controlled environment, seeds of freedom take root. Juliet's mechanical ingenuity allows her to modify the cleaning suit beyond its intended capabilities. Walker's electrical expertise becomes instrumental in discovering communication between silos. Lucas's astronomical observations suggest the truth they've been told might be artificial. These specialized skills, initially developed to maintain the silo's systems, become powerful tools for challenging its fundamental limitations. When Juliet is sentenced to cleaning, her colleagues provide her with a functioning suit. Instead of following protocol, she walks over the hill and out of sight, discovering a shocking truth. Their silo is not alone. Multiple silos exist, separated by artificial hills designed to maintain isolation through deliberate deception. Juliet enters abandoned Silo 17, finding Solo, Jimmy, who survived alone for decades, along with children of other survivors. Her disappearance sparks an uprising in Silo 18, with Knox from Mechanical leading a rebellion against IT's control. Though many die, including Knox, the rebellion forces a confrontation with Truth. Walker discovers they can receive radio transmissions from other silos, while Lucas learns from Bernard that 50 silos were built following a human-caused apocalypse, a controlled experiment in human survival. While working in IT with Bernard, Lucas secretly communicates with Juliet until his betrayal is discovered. When Lucas faces cleaning, Juliet executes a daring rescue, protecting him with a heat-resistant blanket as the airlock fills with flames. This act becomes legendary, a symbol of defiance against the system's ultimate punishment. Bernard ultimately faces poetic justice when Deputy Peter Billings sends him to cleaning instead. Juliet's election as mayor while recovering from severe burns marks a turning point. Unlike predecessors who use secrecy as control, she challenges this tradition. If we do it my way. No more lying. We give truth a chance. Her vision represents a fundamental shift toward shared understanding rather than maintained ignorance. Before taking office, she visits her estranged father, demonstrating her commitment to confronting difficult truths, symbolizing the open leadership she intends to provide. In the final revelations, we learn the silos were created following a self-inflicted apocalypse, with humanity deliberately fragmented and history systematically erased. Bernard distinguishes between the past, containing destructive knowledge, and legacy, humanity's achievements and potential for renewal. This raises fundamental questions. Is humanity trapped in cycles of self-destruction because it remembers its violent history, or because it fails to learn from it? The cleaning suits first present an idealized outside world to motivate cleaners to complete their task, then reveal brutal reality only when it's too late to survive. Is a beautiful lie that provides momentary hope before death more merciful than harsh truth offering no comfort? As Solo watches water levels receding in Silo 17, young Elise's innocent counting of steps takes on symbolic significance. Her declaration that everything's gonna be great represents unfiltered optimism, while Solo's measured response suggests cautious hope tempered by experience. Wool resonates deeply because it addresses fundamental human concerns about truth, governance, and freedom. In our era of information bubbles and algorithmic reality curation, the silo serves as a powerful metaphor for how societies structure themselves around shared narratives and what happens when those narratives unravel. The novel offers no simple answers, acknowledging both the evils of manipulation and the chaos following system collapse. Juliet's commitment to truth represents an experiment as untested as the original silo design itself. Like all great science fiction, Wool asks profound questions. How much should we know about our past? Who decides what knowledge is dangerous? Can a society built on deception flourish? And if we discover our world is more controlled than we believed, do we have the courage to venture beyond its boundaries? The answer, Howie suggests, lies in our willingness to walk over the hill and see what truly lies beyond.